Well, I think about those years that we were here as pastor, and it's kind of a funny feeling, I guess, to be here with you again. I mean, that surprised me enough to be here again, you know. But I'm glad to be here. Doug, my son, and Georgia, daughter-in-law, they aren't here today because he said, because I said there wasn't any Santa Claus, he was so discouraged, and he was afraid I was going to say today that the Easter Bunny doesn't lay eggs. So they didn't show up today. But I'm glad you're here, my brother, and my niece, and my niece, and my granddaughter, and great-grandchildren, and what are you, dear? They're here, and I'm glad to have them here, and I want you to make them feel welcome. Their blood. God really was calling Tom to the ministry instead of me. We just got it mixed up, Tom and Ron. And I was the one that was laying awake, and I got called, I got picked. So, but Tom's got the bigger heart. He's a minister in his own realm, and I appreciate my brother a lot, and appreciate you guys. You know, we're going to be looking at communion later on. They call it the Last Supper because back in the day, most of the communion services were during a supper meal. And it was always of an evening, and that's where it got its name, Lord's Supper. And we won't wait till this evening. I don't guess so, unless I really preach long, Miss Caroline. But God has really moved in special and unusual ways for us down through the years. Carol and I have seen a lot of different things happen in our years of church ministry, good and some surprising. But there's always been the evidence of God's work and His Spirit in the years of our ministry, and I'm thankful for that. I really do praise God for that. I'm thankful for the music we've had today. Thank you, New Creation, for your music and the worship leaders for your work that you've done. Thank you for that. And I hope you took up a big offering. Yeah, okay. Well, let me read some scripture to you. Better put on my specs here. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparation for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked him. "Well," he replied, "as you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparation there.' They left and found the things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.' And so after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given to you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" You know, I've been in Well, full-time ministry for over 40-some years, and still in ministry 50-some years. And I've served a lot of communion, and I've heard a lot been in a lot of services where communion's been served. But God just kind of pointed out something to me this week. In fact, he gave me two messages. So if I ever come back again for communion, I've got another communion service sermon for you. But he showed me something that I'd never really realized before. Jesus said, this blood is the blood of the new covenant. What's that mean to you? The new covenant. Never thought about it. And I kind of, wanted to know, what are you talking about, God? The blood of a new covenant. So I thought, well, what's that involve? What's he telling me in this new covenant? What's he saying to me? And so I thought, well, I'll check and see what it was in the old covenant. So I went back to Exodus, and I found out in the old covenant, God had called Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders up on Mount Sinai, which was called the Mountain of God. And he gave to Moses, was the only one allowed to go up into his presence, and he gave to Moses this oral inscription of what was to be included in the covenant. So when they came down, Moses gave this orally to the people of Israel, and in one voice they proclaim, what the Lord has said, we will do. And I thought about the new covenant. When I take communion, the bread, when I take the juice, God is saying to me, as I take that, will you do all that I say to do? Now, Paul had a little trouble in the Corinthian church back in his day. They were kind of a lot like us, those people, where they were a little selfish, a little independent, and they had this problem of a group of them coming into the church early and getting into the communion stuff. They'd eat all the bread and they'd drink all the wine. They had wine back then, and they ended up being drunk, and Paul charged them with a charge. He said, if you take the Lord's Supper or communion unworthily, he said, there's some consequences to that. I hate to hear things like that when God lays out that stuff and said, all right, I'm telling you this, but if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen to you. But Paul was saying to those who took this communion unworthily, he said, people become weak, and I think he meant more than physically weak. I think he meant weak in their faith. And he says, some get sick. We're afflicted by some kind of a physical disease, maybe. That doesn't mean anybody has had a disease because they didn't take communion, right? But this has to do strictly with communion. And he said, and some go to sleep. Now, he's not talking about you guys that are going to sleep in church. He's talking about the death. In the Christian realm, they call dying going to sleep. And he said, and some go to sleep because of taking communion unworthily. So when we think about this communion that we're going to be taking today, there's things that we want to make sure of. We want to make sure we're right with God. They used to back in the old days, they'd want to be prayed up. And we need to be prayed up, ready to receive what God has to offer us. But there's some good news along with the communion. Because the good news is that if we keep the Word of God, there are blessings and promises for us, and that covenant that God has given us is this covenant, the New Testament. That's our covenant for today, and he says, all that we have heard God said, we will do. And God has said a lot of things to us in this book. He's promised us everlasting life. He's given us a sure presence of his being, that he would be with us until the very end. He's going with us. Those promises are ours. He's promised us to hear our prayer. He's promised to be with us in the troubled times. He's promised to give us a way of escape when we're tempted more than we can endure. All these promises are a part of the covenant that God has given us in this book. And that's why I find it easy for me to say, all that you have said, Lord, I will do. Because I realize that all that he has said are for my good. God wants me and you to grow up to be his children. He's ordained you to be his child, and he's ordained a place for you forever in his presence. You know, that's going to be the most important thing, that we would be in his presence. And I know most of us, we want to think about when we die, we're going to be with our family and friends. Well, that's probably true, but it's going to be his presence that should draw us and be the most important thing for us, you know? And I know I've got loved ones that have gone on before me, and I look forward to seeing them. I think I will. But I think of all those greats in the Bible that have gone before us and all that stuff that's going on. All this is a part of the new covenant that God is making with us, that we're going to be a part of that, a part of that family. And it's more than just taking a little bit of bread and a little bit of juice and going on not even realizing what you've just done. I don't know how many times I've taken communion, and that was me. I mean, I took the bread and I took the cup and I walked out of the church and I forgot all about even doing it. I never realized there was something there, you know, that needed to be in me and a part of me and a part of my understanding. I needed to know more than it just said that it's the blood of the new covenant. I needed to understand just what that new covenant was, what it meant to me, that I'm joining that new covenant when I take the bread and the juice. I'm saying, all that you've said, Lord, I will do. That's what we're saying. And God wants us to be true to that. And to be true to that is the blessings of life that God has for us. Now, if by chance there would be someone here, and if by chance you haven't accepted Jesus as Lord, God has made a gracious offering to you that if we judge ourselves, be true to ourselves, and realize there's a spiritual need, that God is ready to forgive us when he asks us, when we ask him to forgive us. If we say in our hearts, Lord, forgive me, I come to your table this morning and I want to receive your blessing through the offering of your body and your blood. And if you would just take a moment with me, if you just bow your head with me, and if that is you, you want God's blessing on your life, you want him to be with you in every step that you take, pray this prayer with me. Let this be your prayer. Father, I realize that there's been this gap between you and me. Lord, I've known about you, and I've believed in you in a way, But I've never really asked you to forgive me of my sins. I've never really asked you to come into my life and make me a part of your family. But I'm doing that this morning, Lord. I'm saying, Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. Make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. And as I take this communion, Lord, I'm asking you to be with me so that I can say with a truthful heart, Lord, all that you say to me, I will do. And if that's your prayer this morning, God is ready to bless you. And you can receive this communion with thanksgiving and trust in God's promises to you. We're going to have the new creation to come and sing for us this song before taking communion. But before they come, I want to kind of give a direction for us. I want you to come up on the outside aisles. Now, Dawn told me that you're accustomed to coming down the middle. Well, I'm going to change your direction this morning, so don't get lost. But I'm going to ask you to come around the outside and receive your bread and your juice. And in so doing, realize that you're saying, Lord, all that you said that I'm going to do. Go back down the aisle. That will be our conclusion of our service. You can leave if you want to, or you can return to your seats until everybody's done if you want to. That's up to you. But I want you to keep it quiet and reverent while we have our time of communion. So, new creation.
Where would I be today?
Well, I don't know how much you pay these guys, but you need to pay them more. Well, I'm going to bless the elements, and then we're going to serve the congregation. Do we have our servers? I want you to each pick a piece of bread. And I want you to hold it as we pray. Father, as we come to the table this morning, we receive your bread, remembering you, your broken body given to us, that we might have life everlasting. And we ask you to bless it, Lord, to our bodies, that in taking in this bread, we are also taking spiritually you into our lives. You may take the bread, you too. Pour yourself a cup. And Father, the cup that you have shown us to be the new covenant, the new blood covenant that we join with you in. And I ask, Father, that you would bless this as we take it. May indeed, in our spirit, we will say all that you have said, I will do. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take the cup. Starting here on the first rows, you can come around the outside, take your bread yourself, and then the servers will serve the wine or the juice. You will be. We conclude our service with this prayer. You're welcome and free to go your separate ways. And I trust that God has blessed you in ways that maybe you weren't expecting. So, Father, we're thankful to you that you've given to us more than we've ever been able to give to you. You've brought into our lives a new life by being in us and with us. And so, Father, I pray that you would bless this congregation. May they know the fullness of your Spirit, and may indeed they do all that you've said. They'll follow your will and your purpose for their lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.